Republicans to investigate wiretap claim.
I'm going to go wherever the facts take us.
The administration's new travel ban
could be rolled out today.
Military's nude photo scandal.
The Marine Corps says charges could be filed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, key Republicans in Congress and the FBI director are reacting to President Trump's explosive accusation without offering proof that President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower telephones during the presidential campaign. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The White House asked the Republican-controlled Congress to look into whether executive branch investigative powers were abused in 2016. But White House officials could not cite a source for the president's wiretapping charge.
Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz tells CBS This Morning.
Thus far, I have not seen anything directly that would support what the president has said. The president has at his fingertips tens of billions of dollars in an intelligence apparatus. I think he might have something there, but if not, we're going to find out.
Democrats have expressed outrage, and James Clapper, director of national intelligence at the time, denies it happened. CBS's Jeff Pegay says FBI Director Comey is reported to have asked the Justice Department to publicly reject the Trump wiretap claim.
Law enforcement sources say the FBI pushed back because the president's claim falsely suggests the FBI broke the law. The president cannot order a wiretap if the surveillance involves communication to which a U.S. person is a party. Typically, the FBI gets the warrant from a special federal court with the approval of the attorney general. Former President Obama's spokesperson denied President Trump's claim, writing that neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen.
Well, we expect a new travel ban to emerge today from the Trump administration. Let's go live now to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It's been nearly a month since the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court prevented the first travel ban from going back into effect. That three-judge panel had issues with the original order's impact on green card and visa holders and signaled opponents' concerns that it was a dressed-up Muslim ban could carry the day in court. For weeks, the administration has been working on a revised order aimed at passing muster while still blocking visitors from affected countries. Additional nations could be added, but it's now expected Iraq will come off the list and that Syrian refugees will not face an indefinite ban but still be subject to a 120-day pause for all those seeking refuge here. Steve?
Well, the Pentagon's looking into word that some Marines shared naked photos of female Marines and other women on a secret Facebook page. CBS's Cammy McCormick's been on the story right from the start.
There is an investigation now underway, and the Marine Corps says charges could be filed. It's not clear how many active duty Marines may have been involved, but the top enlisted Marine is urging others to turn in wrongdoers, saying it's their responsibility. The photos were taken down when the Marine Corps learned of them, but the initial report claimed 24 active duty women were identified by their ranks, names, and locations.
Posts on the page were said to include obscene comments, and it seems some of the photos were taken without the subject being aware of it. Now to Iraq in the battle that's now intensifying in the country's second-largest city, Mosul. The CBS's Holly Williams has the latest on the move by Iraqi forces to take the western half of that city from ISIS.
ISIS was pushed out of the eastern half of Mosul in January, and the fight for the western half began just over 2 weeks ago. Deadly clashes have already forced more than 200,000 people from their homes in Mosul, according to the United Nations. The fighting is now moving closer to the city's historic center and to the mosque where ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi preached in July 2014, declaring himself the leader of a so-called Islamic State.
Well, there's a court hearing today in Los Angeles for an Afghan family of five that was detained by immigration last Thursday at LAX. An aid group says they did have special visas to relocate to the U.S. The family patriarch worked for American officials in Afghanistan. There's been fresh provocation from North Korea, a new test firing of four ballistic missiles into the ocean. Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul, South Korea.
South Korea's defense ministry says the four missiles flew about 620 miles before falling into the Sea of Japan. Acting President Hwan Kyo-an calls the provocations a threat to security. The missile tests come as U.S. and South Korean forces conduct annual drills. Pyongyang calls those exercises a rehearsal for invasion.
North Korea's labeled Malaysia's ambassador to Pyongyang persona non grata. It's a response to Malaysia's decision to expel North Korea's ambassador. The two countries have been at odds over the death of the half-brother of North Korea's leader. Here at home, police in Kent, Washington are investigating the wounding of a Sikh man in his driveway. CBS's Maria Villarreal tells us authorities say Deep Ray Singh was told to go back home by the gunman.
Singh, who is now recovering, was wearing a traditional turban headdress at the time of the shooting. His family believes he was targeted.
It is a hate crime. It's still a shock for him, and it's still a shock for us also, for the whole community.
This incident is similar to the shooting of two Indian men in Olathe, Kansas last month. In a series of tweets on Sunday, the Indian embassy said diplomats have raised concerns with the U.S. government over the attacks against the Indian community.
With next month's tax filing deadline closing in, there's news today from the Internal Revenue Service. CBS's Pam Coulter is in Washington.
The tax ban's a little less threatening. The number of IRS audits has fallen 6 years in a row, with just over a million people audited last year. Accountant James Perry says some people will be tempted to cheat on their taxes.
You're going to have certain people that are going to look to take advantage of that and claim deductions that they otherwise wouldn't be able to claim.
The IRS blames budget cuts for the incredible shrinking audits. Losing $1 billion in its budget since 2010, the agency's lost more than 17,000 employees, including 7,000 enforcement agents.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Your tax return is here. Now what do you do?
People are taking advantage that, you know, this might be the biggest windfall they get all year.
Sarah Berger at Bankrate .com says 34% are saving or investing the money this year. 29% say they'll pay for basic necessities like food or utility bills. 27% will pay down debt. Only 6% will blow it all on something fun.
New York City police say they don't believe it was vandalism that brought down more than 40 headstones at a Jewish cemetery in Brooklyn. Officials say it's likely neglect and soil erosion were contributing factors. General Motors has sold off some European assets that were bad for the bottom line.
The sale of GM's Opel and Vauxhall brands to France's PSA creates Europe's second largest car maker. GM CEO Mary Barra said they had to prioritize their investments.
It required thoughtful and disciplined decision-making about our future.
The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News. Detroit.
Let the March Madness begin. Four schools have won conference tournaments to qualify for the NCAA basketball tournament. Wichita State, Winthrop, Florida Gulf Coast, and Jacksonville State. The entire field will take shape next Sunday. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.